Вариант 14. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to inform you about services provided on board our ship. For your children's entertainment, the ship's cinema is showing an adventure film at 11 o'clock. Later, at 3:30, they can see a magic show in the children's play center. During the voyage, don't forget to visit the shops on deck 3. There is a duty-free shop, a clothes boutique, and a bookshop, which sells postcards and stamps, as well as books and newspapers.
Text B.
Hi, Molly. This is Sue calling. You'll never guess what happened to me this afternoon. I was cycling over the bridge, and there was this really strong wind, so I fell off my bike. I didn't hurt myself, but my books were scattered all around the bridge. It's lucky there were no cars to drive over my bike, which was still on the road. And then, that boy. Oh, he was so cute. He helped me to get up and pick up my books.
Text C.
Hello, Jack. How are the driving lessons going?
Hi, Karen. They're fine, but I'm not sure I like the teacher. He's not too friendly, but he's good at explaining things. And I always understand what he wants me to do, so I'll have to put up with his character.
You've been learning for a couple of months, haven't you? When are you having a test?
I've got 3 more lessons before the test. The only bad thing is that I don't get enough practice. My parents are worried about their car, and they don't let me drive it.
You could take mine. It's quite old, and I don't worry about it too much. Besides, I've been driving for 3 years. And I can go with you to help you improve.
Thanks. It's nice of you. I'm sure a bit more help would be really good.
Text D. Jane, are you going to cook anything for dinner today? We've got a couple of salads left after the party.
Frankly speaking, I'm tired of cooking. The only thing I can do is to make some sandwiches if salads are not enough for you.
If you're tired, I can make sandwiches myself. What about sandwiches with ham? Or would you rather prefer them with tuna?
Not with tuna. There is tuna salad, which we should eat first. And there is also a lot of Caesar salad. Which one would you prefer tonight?
I'd like to eat a bit of both salads and a sandwich with ham. I think that the rest of the salads can be finished tomorrow.
Okay, I'll have the same then. Don't forget, you promised to make sandwiches.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to inform you about services provided on board our ship. For your children's entertainment, the ship's cinema is showing an adventure film at 11 o'clock. Later, at 3:30, they can see a magic show in the children's play centre. During the voyage, don't forget to visit the shops on Deck 3. There is a duty-free shop, a clothes boutique, and a bookshop, which sells postcards and stamps, as well as books and newspapers.
Text B.
Hi, Molly. This is Sue calling. You'll never guess what happened to me this afternoon. I was cycling over the bridge, and there was this really strong wind, so I fell off my bike. I didn't hurt myself, but my books were scattered all around the bridge. It's lucky there were no cars to drive over my bike, which was still on the road. And then, that boy. Oh, he was so cute. He helped me to get up and pick up my books.
Text C.
Hello, Jack. How are the driving lessons going?
Hi, Karen. They're fine, but I'm not sure I like the teacher. He's not too friendly, but he's good at explaining things, and I always understand what he wants me to do, so I'll have to put up with his character.
You've been learning for a couple of months, haven't you? When are you having a test?
I've got 3 more lessons before the test. The only bad thing is that I don't get enough practice. My parents are worried about their car, and they don't let me drive it.
You could take mine. It's quite old and I don't worry about it too much. Besides, I've been driving for 3 years, and I can go with you to help you improve.
Thanks. It's nice of you. I'm sure a bit more help would be really good.
Text D. Jane, are you going to cook anything for dinner today? We've got a couple of salads left after the party.
Frankly speaking, I'm tired of cooking. The only thing I can do is to make some sandwiches, if salads are not enough for you.
If you're tired, I can make sandwiches myself. What about sandwiches with ham? Or would you rather prefer them with tuna?
Not with tuna. There is tuna salad, which we should eat first. And there is also a lot of Caesar salad. Which one would you prefer tonight?
I'd like to eat a bit of both salads and a sandwich with ham. I think that the rest of the salads can be finished tomorrow.
Okay, I'll have the same then. Don't forget, you promised to make sandwiches.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка от 1 до 6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinion about ecology. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
Well, we're all green these days, aren't we? I mean, I don't know if you remember, but about 20 years ago, anyone who talked about protecting the environment was believed to be a bit mad. But if you go into any supermarket these days, all the goods have the notes environmentally friendly or organic. So yes, I do think things have changed for the better.
Speaker B.
Not very long ago, most people lived in rural areas. These days, more people live in an urban environment than in the countryside. So we've got a different way of looking at things. When we eat meat, We don't really think it comes from an animal anymore. We just think it comes from the supermarket. So I think that's one of the reasons why humans are having such problems protecting the environment. We don't really have much contact with the natural world anymore. And that's a great shame.
Speaker C. Well, of course, we should all recycle and do something like that, but I think there's not much that one individual can do on their own. I generally think that it's governments and businesses that have to make sure the environment's protected, and I think so far they haven't done a very good job. That's why I think organizations like Greenpeace are important. They put pressure on governments and businesses to do the right thing. Speaker D.
I think we need to clean up the city centre first. So many people live in the most awful surroundings round there these days, and they just don't seem to care. You know, the streets are dirty. There's graffiti everywhere. There aren't enough trees. The air's polluted. It's just a mess. I just wish someone would do something about it.
Speaker E.
Well, the funny thing is that kids today know far more about protecting the environment than we do. They're much more careful about what they buy and about throwing things away. My kids are really green. They're always saying things like, "Don't buy that, Mum. It's not environmentally friendly." I really respect them. They know what they're talking about.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinion about ecology. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
Well, we're all green these days, aren't we? I mean, I don't know if you remember, but about 20 years ago, anyone who talked about protecting the environment was believed to be a bit mad. But if you go into any supermarket these days, all the goods have the notes "environmentally friendly" or "organic". So yes, I do think things have changed for the better.
Speaker B.
Not very long ago, most people lived in rural areas. These days, more people live in an urban environment than in the countryside. So we've got a different way of looking at things. When we eat meat, we don't really think it comes from an animal anymore. We just think it comes from the supermarket. So I think that's one of the reasons why humans are having such problems protecting the environment. We don't really have much contact with the natural world anymore. And that's a great shame.
Speaker C. Well, of course, we should all recycle and do something like that, but I think there's not much that one individual can do on their own. I generally think that it's governments and businesses that have to make sure the environment's protected, and I think so far they haven't done a very good job. That's why I think organizations like Greenpeace are important. They put pressure on governments and businesses to do the right thing. Speaker D.
I think we need to clean up the city centre first. So many people live in the most awful surroundings round there these days, and they just don't seem to care. You know, the streets are dirty. There's graffiti everywhere. There aren't enough trees. The air's polluted. It's just a mess. I just wish someone would do something about it.
Speaker E.
Well, the funny thing is that kids today know far more about protecting the environment than we do. They're much more careful about what they buy and about throwing things away. My kids are really green. They're always saying things like, "Don't buy that, Mum. It's not environmentally friendly." I really respect them. They know what they're talking about.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, thank you for your agreement to answer our questions.
If they don't take too much time, I've got a volleyball training in half an hour.
Let's start then. First of all, how old are you?
I'm 14. I'll be 15 next month.
How many lessons do you usually have?
Usually, I have 6 or 7 lessons a day. The only exception is Friday. It's the easiest day when I have 5 lessons.
And what is the most difficult day?
I think it's Thursday. 7 lessons, 2 of which are maths, and then we have chemistry, which I dislike. I don't understand it.
And your favorite subject is PE, I guess.
I like it, but I never think about it as a school subject. For me, PE lessons are just a chance to take off the pressure of a school day.
What is your favorite subject then?
I think it's important information. I'm really good at it.
You said something about volleyball training. Is it your hobby or do you play in your school team?
It started as a hobby. In fact, I tried playing beach volleyball. I liked it and thought, why not play it all year round? So, my friends and I play it once a week in our school gym.
Do you do any other sports?
I play basketball in our school team. By the way, we won the game last week.
Congratulations. What about your future plans? Have you decided what you're going to be?
There are 2 doctors in my family, so my parents want me to be a doctor. But as I'm not good at chemistry, this occupation is not for me.
Well, what is your choice then? What do you want to be?
My dream is to become a programmer. I'm sure this profession will be in demand in future.
Do you think school knowledge will be enough for you?
I'm going to find some course which will give me more knowledge.
May I ask you a couple more questions?
Come on, I've got 5 minutes left. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, thank you for your agreement to answer our questions.
If they don't take too much time, I've got a volleyball training in half an hour.
Let's start then. First of all, how old are you?
I'm 14. I'll be 15 next month.
How many lessons do you usually have?
Usually I have 6 or 7 lessons a day. The only exception is Friday. It's the easiest day when I have 5 lessons.
And what is the most difficult day?
I think it's Thursday. 7 lessons, 2 of which are maths, and then we have chemistry, which I dislike. I don't understand it.
And your favorite subject is PE, I guess.
I like it, but I never think about it as a school subject. For me, PE lessons are just a chance to take off the pressure of a school day.
What is your favorite subject then?
I think it's important information. I'm really good at it.
You said something about volleyball training. Is it your hobby or do you play in your school team?
It started as a hobby. In fact, I tried playing beach volleyball. I liked it and thought, Why not play it all year round? So, my friends and I play it once a week in our school gym.
Do you do any other sports?
I play basketball in our school team. By the way, we won the game last week.
Congratulations. What about your future plans? Have you decided what you're going to be?
There are two doctors in my family, so my parents want me to be a doctor. But as I'm not good at chemistry, this occupation is not for me.
Well, what is your choice then? What do you want to be?
My dream is to become a programmer. I'm sure this profession will be in demand in future.
Do you think school knowledge will be enough for you?
I'm going to find some course which will give me more knowledge.
May I ask you a couple more questions?
Come on, I've got 5 minutes left. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло. Сейчас вы услышите текст к устной части экзамена. Задание 2.
Task 2. You are going to take part in a telephone survey. You have to answer 6 questions. Give full answers to the questions. Remember, you have 40 seconds to answer each question. Tape script for task 2.
Hello, this is the electronic assistant of the youth club. We kindly ask you to take part in our survey. We need to find out what teenagers think about having a summer job. Please answer our 6 questions. The survey is anonymous. You don't have to give your name. So let's get started. When is your birthday? What's your favorite season? Do you like summer holidays? Why? How do you usually spend your summer time? What's your opinion on a camping holiday? Have you or your friends tried taking a summer job? Are summer jobs popular among teens in your country? Why? What would you recommend your friends to do to practice their English during the summer? If you decided to earn some money during the summer, what job would you like to take? This is the end of the survey. Thank you very much for your time.